One of the most alarming insights I had was 5 years ago when my grandmother died. I was with her. She was 95 years old in 1984. And she was an hour from death. And she was admitted to the hospital about 2 o'clock in the morning. And one of the things that the hospital did was that they weighed her for some reason. They had to have, you know, they're into their records and keeping track of things. That's, you don't get into heaven if you don't have a weight certificate. And maybe if you excess baggage, you don't get in or something. I don't know what their thinking is. But there's this kind of linear, all this record keeping. I always wonder about all the people who died before we had records, before we did that. You know, whatever happened to all of them. And so she weighed 133 pounds when she entered the hospital. And we all knew that she was very close. And then life passed from her body. I mean, we watched as life literally left her body. And there she was. There was this package of, it was getting cold and stiff, and it was like this package of bones and stuff, matter. And it certainly wasn't my grandmother, that package there that was now deteriorating and going to be gone. And when they weighed her for the death certificate, she weighed 133 pounds. Exactly the same. So that whatever it is that constituted her life, her very life, her very essence, is invisible and weightless. You can't weigh it. And that's true for you. That's true for every single one of us. That what our life really is all about, it defies the world of form. It defies the world of linear. And yet we spend almost all of our energy and our time here, in this part of our consciousness, in form, believing that this is who we are. You know, John Quincy Adams sat in the White House. He was our sixth president, and he was the most spiritual man who ever sat there, I think. He was a man who rejected slavery while other people, including one of his best friends, Thomas Jefferson, practiced it. He was a man who was highly spiritual and very intellectual, perhaps the highest intellect of anyone who ever was there. And this is what he wrote about himself 3 days before he died in a letter to Thomas Jefferson. He used his house as a metaphor for his body. He said, John Quincy Adams is well, but the house in which he lives at the present time is becoming dilapidated. It's tottering on its foundations. Time and the seasons have nearly destroyed it. Its roof is pretty well worn out. I can identify with that one, I'll tell you. Its walls are much shattered and tremble with every wind. I think John Quincy Adams will have to move out of it soon. But he himself is quite well, thank you. That concept of understanding that universal intelligence that is a part of our consciousness is not just something for mystics and people to go in loincloths and contemplate in caves. It's for us. It's for every one of us in the practice of our daily lives, in whatever business we're in.